I wake up to help people, then they troll me the entire day. I go tired.
Twitter ndio kuna kwanga na hii maneno zaidi.
It'll get you down to a point where you might never recover.
Cyberbullying has nothing to do with the person who's being cyberbullied. Cyberbullying is about the perpetrator who refuses to see the world in any other color but in their color. This country has 39.3 million internet users, according to Communications Authority. That's generally like 85.2% of the population. Very huge number of people. So those people need to be safe and safe online.
John, did you see this last week? Social media users put on notice over internet abuse. This is the CS for internal security.
Oh, that's good. Ooh.
Yeah, towards elections. And
very timely, that makes the campaign very relevant.
Actually, next year when we roll out the entire continuous program, that will be awesome.
I'm currently working as a banker. I have a lot of interest in generally creating awareness for cyberbullying. Public figures are affected more. Why? There is information about them out here.
Mulamu is a comedian here in Kenya, well known to most people. At some point, he was so bullied that he decided to quit.
The past 3 days zimekuwa like hell kwa life yangu.
As a comedian, there is his outfit that he uses that people are familiar with. And he took the outfit and said he was done.
I just don't know what to do next.
Hata Twitter mnaona na hiyo mimi niliondoka huko. Kaona hii kitu ni bure, ni matusi tu, hakuna kitu kingine inaendelea hapa. Right? Unakaa hapo unasoma hulali, nini wanasema nini? Huyu sasa wewe unapiga simu, unaona vile huyu mtu amenituka.
If the president of a nation has been affected so highly by a situation, it was at that point that everybody should come along and find how would we find a solution and a permanent one.
So we'll be discussing today on who to partner with for the Guamama launch, among the ministries, yeah?
Yes.
Those that are directly involved with what Guamama is about, to invite them for the launch and for the funding. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even as we do the letter, we need to capture that. Yeah. That we need ongoing support and partnership from the government, from the ministries.
Yeah.
And also specific, we ask now for specific assistance.
Yes.
For the Guamama initiative. Sure. So what are some of the things that we're going to ask the ministries to give us? One is budgetary support to facilitate the production of the materials and logistics.
And the launch itself, actually.
The launch itself.
Yeah.
Then the resource persons, if they have, if they can provide, you know, like a resource person who can come and articulate the ministry's position on cyberbullying, internet security, safety, ethics.
That would be good, a resource person. And
state the objectives of Guamama,
which is to promote ethics, a culture of tolerance among youth and Kenya's online forums.
Good. Number two, we must bring out the impact of cyberbullying on
affected
people's lives and livelihoods and sense of well-being.
Sure. We have to have a form of ownership. We want people to feel that Guamama belongs to us. It's them. Yes. It's them who want this program more than we probably would want it.
I can visualize the success.
Are they specified in particular?
Okay, Joshua. Yeah. NCEVA Bullying Association was birthed in 2012, but registered in 2018. Actually, it was not NCEVA Bullying Association. It was me. Me pursuing something I felt passionately about. Rarely did I get support. Even from my own family, they did not get it. Because if you're working, why are you looking for other things that are taking up your time and money?
Let's see what's trending.
Mm.
The Kenyan conman. Who is the Kenyan conman? This is clearly a coordinated campaign. You can see it has just the same picture of the same person. The trending section on Twitter is how people navigate the platform, right? It's how you find out what's going on today.
Mm.
So if you're able to manipulate this section, you actually have millions of people. Yes.
I've seen the specific research you did, and I thought for data purposes and for organization, I would reach out and find out what it is. And I had a few things I wanted to find out, like what would you say is a challenge to ending cyberbullying from your report?
If we look at disinformation as a sub-branch of cyberbullying, mm-hmm. was that this is a form of cyberbullying for which there's an industry.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's a demand.
Mm-hmm.
And so long as there's a strong demand for disinformation services,
mm-hmm.
someone is always going to be looking to fill that gap in whichever way possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
The second challenge, of course, is that we've got a case whereby platforms are complicit in helping spread some of these forms of disinformation because cyberbullying ends up being amplified by platforms. Right? This is through the algorithms that they use to sort information on the various news feeds or feeds of information
mm-hmm.
that they provide to their users. Those two are the biggest challenges when it comes to cyberbullying. Right?
And would you say there's enough research on, and especially in Kenya, or enough data on victims, on the trolls, and what do they look like?
No, partly because there's very little incentive to find that out.
Yeah.
Being a banker is really demanding. Being a parent is equally demanding. Being a mother. Yeah?
Mm.
You could what?
Withdraw. Roblox.
No.
Yeah.
Robux.
Me, I don't know what Robux are first. Now he wants to withdraw that those points. He's really interested on stuff online, so you have to be very careful. Actually, he's the one who uses the laptop around room here more than anyone else. Cynthia, at what, Jade?
I want to talk to Daddy so he can buy for me.
Daddy has the money. You want to talk to Daddy to give you money to buy Robux? So you are not, you don't want me to...
No, let's not go there.
Jade, can we say now done with the laptop for today? So you're done with the laptop for today. Please switch it off first. Switch it off. So for me, I think the greatest motivation is for my children. Every time actually I meet someone who has been cyberbullied, it automatically hits, that could be my child. So Joe, what do you think I do at ECBA?
You stop other people from cyberbullying people online.
By doing what?
By telling them what to do and not to do.
What is providing information?
Yes.
Awesome. That's it.
Hi, Nora. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good.
Hi,
and you?
Polly.
No problem.
You will have to be with me.
It is okay.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hi.
How many of us are on social media? Any form of social media? There is someone who said they are not happy about what they post. Would you want to say what you are posting?
Yes.
Yes, what have you been posting?
Girls.
Girls. All right, okay. All right. So, we are going to address how to influence your digital reputation.
We train the, like, leaders, we send them to begin an initiative, a Kuwa Mwema initiative in their school. So we have a community of people that are daily raising awareness on cyberbullying.
I want to see we are getting these things we are speaking about. What is DINC?
DINC, the team represents the truthful.
Yes.
H, helpful.
Yes.
I inspired, and necessary, and very kindness.
Clap for this guy. Awesome. Think.
All right. This is a very noble campaign. I was running my profile, my Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
And I would wake up to highlight people's issues, right?
Sure.
No one was paying me.
Yeah.
But even when I highlight those people's issues, I'll still get bullied for highlighting those issues. Mm-hmm. Or you complain too much, or you whine too much. It's people's problems are sharing, not even mine.
Yeah.
I don't even share my problems. And then if I take a nice picture of myself and share, then people hate on me.
So Boniface can first do a call to action.
From the beginning, I really wanted to do something that would reach out to a huge population. And Kuwa Mwema is birthed from that. But now I want to actually speed up the process of awareness.
I have delivered the letter to the ministry, though I'm told the director is not around, but I'll get feedback in a week's time.
This is Ashley, my colleague.
Nice to meet you.
She's running an incredible campaign called End Cyberbullying.
Yes.
And it has a Swahili.
Kuwa Mwema.
Like, be respectful online.
Be kind online.
Awesome. As a news anchor, reporter, presenter, as a woman, there's, first of all, just that on its own, there's always something that will come at you, unfortunately. And every day it was hateful, spiteful messages saying you're too pregnant to be on TV, or we can't stand looking at you when you're reading the news like that.
And especially for you,
public figures, right?
We had never seen a pregnant woman on TV.
So I'm told, which I was telling people, I don't think that's true. I think it had, but maybe it's because it was one of the most watched stations in the region, right?
Maybe.
And I think there was just a lot more eyeballs.
Yeah. Hello.
How are you?
Marjolaine is saying, you're so followed.
This one has had like millions of followers.
You're looking so short.
Thank
today.
You. Oh, really?
Sneakers.
Hi.
I know. It's so good to see you.
Good to see you.
One of the most hardest working Gen Z in this country.
Ah, stop.
You've just come from your radio show.
Yes, I'm just from my radio show.
What you want with influencers is speak up. Not necessarily even to the bully, but come out, your influence, and another person's influence, and you come out here and say, we are being kind. We are being kind to each other online.
There's power in a call to action being to your community.
Exactly.
They take it and
to
they run
people.
With it. To your people, your fan base, your community.
Awesome.
So I think this is going to be for our people.
to extend
kindness and to end cyberbullying.
Be kind online.
End cyberbullying.
Please.
Aya, tumia tu hiyo. Nataka wider one. Aya, kujeni wote.
anybody who is not taking a photo, you have to be part of this campaign. Yes. You end cyber bullying. This campaign, use your talent. Because there's so much hate kwa online. Kuna watu wanakuchukia bure. Ukitoa wimbo yako, watasema hata hiyo sio wimbo mzuri. Huyo mzee hata ameisha konde. Unaona? Just instead of praising you, instead of embracing love and say, unaona vile tumekuwa tukakutuka ku embrace. Many kids are getting into depression and others committing suicide.
It's very sad.
Because of this thing, yeah.
It's
yeah.
Very sad, yeah. Very unfair.
You hit that trade?
You are very willing and very committed to do what we ought to have done.
Okay.
With her support now to Fanya.
Okay, so the main challenge you're saying is that she was not able to present the victim.
She was not cooperating.
Cooperating to present the victim.
So this is where we are at. Lauren says the victim has to write a statement. Maybe you can tell me what you think.
The best he told me, he told me that we can't arrest this guy before this kid does a statement. And I told him I don't want him arrested. At least I want him questioned. I want to understand what kind of a person this person is. So if 15 months down the line, this case, you're still telling me that the guy will write a statement.
To fix.
I don't think you have my interest at heart, to be honest. I don't think you have the interest of the child at heart. And that's how I feel. And that's how I feel about this little matter. Yeah.
Anyone who reports a cyberbullying case has to be willing to go all the way. And that's actually the biggest challenge in reporting cyberbullying cases. People want you to pursue, but they do not want to follow it up by themselves.
Welcome back. We're back on Elevate and we are talking about cyberbullying, and Marjorie is in the house. I want to show this. What is this?
Kuwa Mwema.
Kuwa Mwema.
Kuwa Mwema is a campaign that we are running. We intend to equip young people with skills to spark discussion, plan initiative, lead activities.
This is very big.
It is.
I wish you, I hope you're ready to run this race.
I am ready. I am ready and would want really to take organizations that feel that they would like to be part of this campaign to assist us, to join us, actually partner with us financially to push a message. We are on Facebook, we are on Twitter, we are on Instagram, we have a website where you can just go and give your details and write about it. We'll get back to you.
The places we hope to get finances and feedback have not given us any feedback, but I am not writing them off. I'm assuming maybe with a little bit more time, probably by next week, they will have responded to us. And we'll also have tried to raise funds every other way possible to see if we can do it by 8th.
You're done with your breakfast?
Okay.
I could hold your hair, Janelle. Yeah.
The biggest challenge for, I think, personally as an activist is how activism is perceived. You're out to look for something to benefit you, clothed in activism. And how people feel sometimes that maybe information is not necessarily something that, if people want information, they'll look for it. Why are you taking it to them? You know?
Initially, we were to launch on 1st of October, but we had to move it, hoping that there were some who had said they would talk to us, so I was hoping they would. With the realization that that wasn't happening, we decided to move on and do the launch by ourselves. We have invited quite a group, and tomorrow we hope now that
with the kind of influence each person has on their social media pages, we hope that we can really put out the campaign. We will use it not throughout. We have an equally a backdrop, mm-hmm. the size of, I think, this, which we'll use now from there, so okay. that everyone who gets to speaks in front of our backdrop. Okay. What's the lighting like? That's the lighting, eh? Yeah? I like it. That's good, I think. By the time I leave here, I'll just be ready to come in and do the events. Cyrus, you look lovely. Good to see you. I'm very good. Watu wamefika kwanza kwa timu yenu, watatu wamefika. The rest I'm waiting.
We're here to end cyber bullying. And you and I are going to be part of the solution in order to make sure that the digital space is safe. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome a very special lady. Let's put our hands together for Madeline as she gives us her opening address of her rally.
Good morning. It's such an honor to see all of you here. We appreciate you. And we are here for a special cause. The message is on compassion. It's on kindness. It's positivity. It is to know that you can use the bundles that you have to do something powerful.
Thank you very much. Let's put our hands together for her. Tupigie makofi tafadhali.
I mean, is there a way that we can reculture how people are on the social media spaces? So ladies and gentlemen, allow me to welcome Purity Musel. She's a news anchor and health and science journalist. And talk to us about your experience in the digital world.
Good morning, everyone. There's someone who was talking to me and he, all of a sudden, he has some, you know, videos of me and him. And then he comes to my DM, oh, the Lord has said you're my wife. I know, it was really funny. And then I block, and then he creates a new account. Then he comes to my email. It was so serious until he began to be like, I will never see another man with her. I literally started becoming scared.
I want to ask you a question that I ask myself. If my daughter checks my digital footprint on the things I did, will she be proud? If you troll people and your children see you are trolling people, will they be proud to call you daddy? Will they be proud to call you mommy?
Why is it that they normally just fight someone when all of a sudden you're trending for the good reasons? It will be deflated by something hopeful, something bad that you never imagined.
That has been quite a session. I am one person who has started an organization called All of You, and we're in turn now supporting each other to push this. As an individual, one person, you can make the difference. You can create a change.
It is my distinct pleasure and privilege to declare the Kuwa Mwema campaign Be Kind Online officially launched.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's celebrate that. Thank you very much, Daktari. Congratulations to you, Madeline.
Thank you.
Just now you have done so well. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, it was a very successful event.
I think I've done it the best way I know how to, and to me it's a success already.